we have issued a statement, in fact, to that effect. The statement came in response to the report we had received. I should call it preliminary report or findings we've received from our observer mission, who are part of the larger SADC electoral observer mission. We sent a large contingent of 80 people there under the leadership of our former vice president, Lieutenant General Mampati Marafi. And while they found that the election was free of overt violence and intimidation, that the voting was indeed peaceful, they also did raise a number of other issues about the process, particularly to do with the voters' role and the ability of people to vote. And our position is that in the context of the SADC guidelines for electoral process, and indeed bearing in mind that the findings of the wider SADC electoral mission, that SADC itself should take up this issue, and we are proposing that an independent audit be undertaken so that there's a way of assessing the situation and really for lessons moving forward.
Some people are saying that your call could create tension between Habaroni and Harare, especially when President Mugabe has been duly declared president by the Electoral Commission.
Well, we certainly hope not. That is certainly not our purpose. We believe that we have to underscore, you know, stick by the principles of which we are governing by. To us, it's not just about Zimbabwe. It's about the region as a whole, upholding the principles and the frameworks which we've agreed to. And at the same time, by calling for an audit, we've cited circumstances which create doubt, but we're not making a final judgment on the matter.
This call sharply differs from what the SADC said was peaceful and free. The AU says it was free, fair, and credible. Don't you think that in the SADC body itself, this will create a division, if I may put it that way?
Well, we don't see a separation between what our observers are saying and what SADC Electoral Observer Mission has said. And indeed, our observers were part of that mission, and they were part of that report and part of the finding. We're not challenging the free and peaceful. We're concerned about other issues to do with transparency, credibility, and fairness. And by calling for an audit, we're basically calling for those issues to be treated with the seriousness that they deserve, not simply for what has happened, but as moving forward as a way of SADC maintaining its principles.
Do you even think SADC will take up your request for an independent inquiry into this?
Well, we hope so. We hope that the Zimbabweans themselves will consider it as a positive move. At any rate, there will be a SADC summit this month in Lilongwe, Malawi, and that's where we will get those answers possibly.
So what is your government message to the people of Zimbabwe following this call for an independent inquiry?
Well, first of all, we've reiterated that we do indeed commend the people of Zimbabwe, and that's all the people of Zimbabwe, including all the parties concerned, for the orderly manner in which they conducted themselves during the election day and indeed since. And in that respect, we trust and believe that peace will continue. And that's definitely very much welcome to us as neighbors. Of course, it's their country, and it's up to them. But, this thing should not be seen as a division between us and either the government or the people of Zimbabwe, but rather us expressing our perspective on the way forward in dealing with some of the questions that were raised about the electoral process.